Several Highland High School students were on hand during the Highland School Board's initial meeting for 2019 as part of an assignment to watch governmental bodies in action. The first action they were able to view was the board's reorganization for the year, as John Moyers Jr. was elected board chair and Chris Amaralt vice chair. The principals gave their respective reports, with elementary principal Teresa Blum giving credit to staff and administration for the extra effort they gave while she was out with pneumonia, and high school principal Tim Good gave praise to the National Honor Society and Student Council for organizing pre-holiday activities and events. Superintendent Dr. Thomas Schott reported that he had been in contact with State Delegate Dickie Bell in regards to the reauthorization of the yoking bill, which allows Highland schools to receive additional state funding through the use of Augusta County's composite index. It would be in effect for 15 years if passed, and he urged people to contact their representatives in support of House Bill 1807. He also noted that in conversation with legislators, they felt education would receive extra funding in this year's budget, but the amount was not known at this time. Dr. Schott reported that he had received several inquiries on potential effects of the federal government shutdown. He read portions of an email from Dr. James Lane, state school superintendent, which relayed that the U.S. Department of Education funding had already been approved through fiscal year 2019, which runs to September 30th. However, U.S. Department of Agriculture funding is affected by the shutdown, and it provides support for various child nutrition programs. Support for school breakfast and lunch programs will be available only through the end of March. During action items, the board approved personnel as discussed in closed session, set the meeting dates for the year, and approved a bus payment and the VSBA services agreement. During payment of the consent agenda, several expenses were questioned and explained, which is normal procedure as the board reviews them. Following these clarifications, two of the three board members voted to approve the consent agenda. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.